Bobby Emmons. Music and memories.
Gary Wright, I really want to know you right here on the Music and Memory Show with yours truly, Bobby Emmons. And speaking of Gary Wright, he's my very special phone guest. How's it going, Gary?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. And I didn't know it, Gary, but you're actually from New Jersey, right?
I am. Well, I grew up there. I was born in Englewood, at Englewood Hospital, and I lived in Presqu'ile, New Jersey. And I left when I went to college, you know, I was around 18. And every now and then I'll go back and visit, see what's going on.
Well, I've been all over the country, and I have to say New Jersey is still my favorite. Gary, recently you've been involved in a great concert series. It's called Hippie Fest, and I happened to catch you guys last Tuesday up in Red Bank, New Jersey. And what a great show you put on, and You're going to be at the Keswick Theater in Philly on Tuesday. Why don't you tell the folks out there a little bit about Hippie Fest?
Well, Hippie Fest is a group of musicians, including Dave Mason, Mark Barner, Rick Derringer, Felix Cavallari, and myself. And we will be playing, we'll be doing like a two-plus-an-hour show. I'll do songs from Spooky Tooth, a couple of songs from Spooky Tooth, Waiting for the Wind, and Better by You. And I'll do Dreamweaver and Love is Alive.
As I mentioned earlier, I did see the show Tuesday, this past Tuesday, up in Red Bank, New Jersey. And you were great. The whole concert was fantastic, I have to say. Gary, let's right now go back in time, way back in time, your very first single that you recorded for 20th Century Fox, Working After School. Can you tell me anything about that?
That's really a blast from the past. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Well, believe it or not, Gary, we do have it queued up on the turntable. Let's give it a listen. Billy and Gary, that's right, Gary Wright with Working After School right here on WIBG.
Working after school, 5 days a week, saving my pay for our wedding day. No time to play, but I don't care. I love a little girl with golden hair. After school I run on home, my books, telephone, tell her that I love her too. Nothing else for me to do. Working after school, 5 days a week, saving my pay for our wedding day. Can't see my friends, but I don't care. I I know will chime from that day, she'll be mine. We will live a life of bliss, that is why I work like this. Working at the school, 5 days a week, saving my pay for our wedding day. Can't see my friends, but I don't care. I
Hey, we've got just about every record here in the Weebage Land Vaults. Working After School, Billy and Gary. Gary Wright, my very special guest right here on WIBG. Gary, in the 60s, you moved out to England and recorded several records with a group called Spooky Tooth. You never actually hit the pop charts here in the U.S., but made some great records. And then in the early 70s, you did a lot of recording with George Harrison. What was it like playing with an ex-Beatle at that point?
It was pretty mind-blowing to have, been in the same musical arena with him. He was, I was there with him, George and Ringo and Eric Clapton, Billy Preston, just every famous musician you could think of. And George was great. I played on his first album, and we quickly became very close friends, and I played on all his future albums. We wrote songs together, and it was quite an experience that I'll never forget.
Not bad for a guy from New Jersey, right?
There is that expression, nice, pretty good for a guy from New Jersey. They would expect you to be some, like, bum or something.
That's true, and it's funny because I spoke not too long ago with Bruce Johnston from the Beach Boys, and he said, Bobby, don't tell anybody, don't let the secret out about New Jersey beaches, because the beaches in Jersey are definitely much nicer than Malibu and the beaches in California.
I used to go to the Jersey Shore when I was a kid, especially down to Long Beach Island. That was beautiful down there, Beach Haven and Surf City, those places. I thought it was really pretty. And where I lived, at the time, it was very, very rural in Cresco, and now I hear it's quite upscale and, with big, big homes. But that's the way it goes in many neighborhoods. People expand and they build bigger houses, and, real estate becomes more valuable because of its proximity to New York City.
Gary, before you had any major chart hits on your own, you played piano on a song that was a tremendous hit for Harry Nilsson. How did Without You come about?
Well, Well, I had been playing on, you know, I had done George's album. I had played with Ringo and Eric on B.B. King's album, B.B. King Sessions in London. I had done played on Jerry Lee Lewis, I think, too, with Alvin Lee, and I think Ringo was on that, too. And I just got the call from Richard Perry, Harry's producer, and I had known Harry from George and Ringo. He was Ringo's best friend, actually. And so they asked me to play on this, you know, come down and play piano on the song that became the single. I don't think they all knew at the time that that was the single, but so that's how it happened. And I got the call, and I loved the song. It was really beautiful, and he had such an amazing voice at that time.
That is for sure. Let's give that tune a listen. Without You, Harry Nilsson with my very special guest, Gary Wright on keyboards right here on WIBG.
No, I can't forget this evening or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Can't live living without you. I can't live. I can't give anymore. I can't.
Harry Nilsson, Without You, with my very special guest, Gary Wright on piano, and I'll be right back with more of Gary after this, so keep your radio locked in to Wibbage. That's right, WIBG.